Hello there and welcome. Good afternoon to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm hoping you're having a great day, and I would like to say thanks for listening in to Born on the 4th of July. We have a great guest today who will help us understand many things we need to know, and I'm going to invite Dr. Michael Kaufman to come on board and greet you as well. Good afternoon, Dr. Kaufman.
Well, good afternoon, Barbara Jean. I'm glad to be back with you.
Well, it's a pleasure. I just have a few comments to set the stage of today's program. We will talk and we will inform about progress, the cap and trade, what might happen in the Senate, answer your questions. So it ought to be a great time together. But I wanted to comment a little bit on another topic that has some bearing on all of us. I keep asking myself, what would have happened if some of the actions of this administration would have been discussed in the campaign? Now, true, there was to be change and all of that, but what about the fact that we have these czars now? What about maybe even 20 or so, or I think maybe 21? They are appointed by the president and without congressional approval, accountable only to him, not to the voters. And what do you think about all of that? Compensations,
well,
SARS everywhere. Go ahead.
I've heard that there are actually 36 in one form or another. And as you say, the big key is that they're not accountable to the people. They report directly to the president. There are no checks and balances. You know, the cabinet has to explain to Congress. They have to be approved by Congress and then explain to Congress what they're doing. These people don't have to do anything. They can put tremendous pressure on a company or a group of people or whatever to conform to the president's wish. It's basically a tactic of ACORN, if you understand what I'm saying, because ACORN uses the same strategy, gets their people to picket the people's, the company's, the employees' houses, write them nasty letters, do this and that and the other thing to intimidate them into doing what the ACORN wants. And the same tactics are being used by President Obama. He was part of ACORN at one time to intimidate companies, firing CEOs, you name it, right down the list. He's using the same very intimidating tactics to do what he wants to do, and there is nothing these people or these companies can do about it because they are over a barrel.
It is absolutely an amazing, horrendously a big power grab, and I just think we ought to remind ourselves every day, and those out there who might be listening who are still thinking the Obama administration will have the answer for them in so many ways of change, please, we invite you to join with us. I would love to hear your perspective on 21, maybe even 30, the numbers increase on a daily basis, the czar activity of higher power and select few. I'm going to, well, here comes the music, and I just wanted to hit on a couple of items on the czar issue, and we'll go to our topic of cap and trade. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for listening.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making efficient bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecrets2youth.com. That's learnthesecrets2youth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Czars over America, Czars over America, 2136, Czars, that's a name that we would have imported from another country known for tyranny. But now we have all of these different czars and so designated. If you recall, April 1, cyberspace pieces of legislation were introduced by Senator Rockefeller. One of them dealt with creating something like unto an authority, could be something that will be under this new cyber czar. But we've gone ahead now, and I don't believe that legislation has gone through both houses, but we better check on that. April 1 introduced, okay, by Jay Rockefeller. Two bills. But now we know that we have a cyber czar. The personality holding that position is none other than former Representative Tom Davis. He has been in the past the chairman of the Government Operational Committee, a very important committee. And he was known for turning his back on stories and information from whistleblowers. So former representative out of the state of Virginia, Tom Davis, now in this high-level position, tough on whistleblowers. And also, what we're concerned about here is the lack of understanding of how this and how fast all these things are happening for the normal person who likes to use his computer and go into a Google search and not feel like he's going to be totally surveilled. His appointment raised some eyebrows with folks in the know because he had a past of not being friendly to exposing activities in certain areas of government and also whistleblowers who end up on the short side of everything. Remember, the intention of the Obama administration was to have more openness, all right? But now also, people who are watching these issues are concerned with the appointment of the new czar and also concerned about Obama restoring privacy, as he has said in the campaign, and his actions that he is taking currently is not going to play out in that manner. And there we have it. So America, and to all of us who enjoy the internet as we use it today, Dr. Kaufman, we better be on guard. Google and Microsoft and other vendors like Intel, they are all on board with this idea of real-time surveillance. That would mean everything you do immediately known. Now, in Utah, Dr. Kaufman, we have just been informed that it actually was on July 2nd that the spy agency hub of the NSA is coming to Utah. And the exciting part of all this story is, once again, through cyberspace, you can pick up videos, YouTubes, segments, and you can inform yourself. And it's absolutely extraordinary. Another thing that's happening is investigative reporters or outspoken folks are now internationally being called upon by other networks in Russia, other countries, Scandinavia, and you'll hear or you can find journalists being interviewed from the states, stateside, into other areas. And you will hear news like you do not hear on KSL or your local TV station, wherever you live. I wonder if you are finding that. One such instance is Wayne Madsen, a very astute, honored investigative reporter who speaks out and speaks out strongly. You can find him on It's Russia Today or IT. You can go to YouTube and put that in. You'll see interviews being held on July 2nd. About the same time, we got the announcement about the NSA here in Utah. He talks about a Q group in the NSA that is spying on the NSA and also placing agents of the NSA in the offices of representatives and senators to the Congress, a Q group. And the interviewer asked him, how do you know? And he said, I've actually seen documents, and I will reference First Fruits, who keeps track of journalists in and under the NSA. So the interview asked him about Great Britain, and his response was, they are a bit ahead of us. They have video cameras everywhere, and they are quite like we are. We work together with them. And, of course, a reminder of 90s and 2000 echelon, wherein the British government, who was not at that time or thought they weren't allowed to spy on their own folks, and the United States as well, were happily having an agreement with Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and the United Kingdom, that under echelon, the NSA would spy on the Brits, and the British would spy on the United States. I would heartily recommend, ladies and gentlemen, that 1984, we're here. And can you resist some of this? Still, an individual can make a difference, but we indeed are under surveillance, and a hub of the NSA will be at home in Utah. Dr. Kaufman.
Yes, I totally agree with you. It is astonishing what is happening in this administration, basically shutting down all dissent. There's even consideration of trying to pass bills that would, for instance, bring before anyone who believes that global warming, man-caused global warming, doesn't have as a criminal offense. You name it. It is outrageous and unbelievable what this administration is doing. Now, I know some of you in the listening audience may still really like President Obama. The fact is that he has brought the Chicago Mafia to Washington, D.C., and is gradually beginning to apply it to every citizen in the United States. It is terrifying what is happening in Washington, D.C. right now. You have raw power being exercised, passing 1,000-1,500-page bills without even anybody having a chance to read them. Extremely expensive bills, bills that have that are 10 times more expensive than anything else ever passed by Congress, bills that will totally and radically change your culture, your way of life, your standard of living, and everything's being done with a smile. The press is just looking at, well, you know, this was passed. We need to stop global warming, that sort of thing, without any really investigative reporting being done by the mainstream media. And you're absolutely right in the sense that there are investigative reporters out there that are doing their job. You have to go to the internet to find them, though, and they are literally attempting to try to bring the truth to the American people. I have a Facebook now in which I send out at least one article every day as to what is actually happening on the global warming issue. Now, of course, there are many other issues that are quite important, but that's what I'm focusing on right now, that will tell you or help you to understand how serious this is and how damaging it can be if this cap and trade is really, really ever passed. And we're about to launch, starting tomorrow, we're starting the filming process of YouTube 5-minute segments that will be put on YouTube over the next two or three, well, probably a month and a half, showing how the science does not support man-caused global warming and how horrifying, and I mean horrifying, this cap-and-trade legislation truly is. Just exactly what you're saying, Barbara Jean, in the sense that if you follow this information, what you will find is undeniable truth about so many different subjects. This is where I'm going to be talking today about global warming, but so many different truths that you can begin to call your senators. If you haven't done it in your past, you're scared to death, I don't care. You have to begin to start calling your congressmen, especially your congressmen and senators, and tell them that if you vote for these kinds of things, not only will I not vote for you in the next when you're up for election again, but I'm going to do everything I can to oppose you and to expose what you're doing.
The idea that we have, as you said, a cabinet with careful categories and their transportation's in one and health and human services another, that appointed official has been vetted, so-called, and agreed upon by the Senate process. The czars actually have power over them. You would think one of them would speak out.
Well, when you realize what is going on, the very people that Obama has recommended for these cabinet positions, and they've been vetted and verified by the U.S. Senate. They are part of the overall scheme. These people are of like mind. They don't mind giving up some of their power in order to get the agenda in place. And the agenda basically is to have the government control every aspect of your life. If you look at the various bills that are being passed and start to put them together, what you see that anything that you do will be controlled by the federal government within a couple of years. I mean, anything is just unbelievable, the things that are being passed. Some of them we haven't even discussed on the radio.
They're ahead. They're the momentum should unnerve some folks. They should come to the party, I would think. Why is everything having to be rushed so fast? Yeah. Is it before we come to the party, before we wake up? So much of this, you know, wasn't spoken of on a campaign trail. That change motive really covered a lot of things, right? And it happening just like I was so frightened it would. No real identity. We're here.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July, today's guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman, and we'll find out about all of the things he provides for people for training, education, information, and understanding through his websites and now a new operation. Just wanted to complete where I was saying that change was never really defined other than change. And then you need to study a little bit about the First International early on in communism and what they really touted and their key words, and you will come up with change over and over again. Would we have voted for Obama or those who are still happily in the camp? What do you think about firing CEOs? Does that jar you just a bit? How about this extraordinary spending that we have referenced? And, you know, when does that end? All of these things, ladies and gentlemen, I would think America would be just resounding with power from the people saying, no, hey, we don't do this. This isn't right. And how can an industry like the green industry have all of these ads on television that inundate us with going green and how that's just preferable and, oh, it's going to make all this difference. And yet when you get to the nitty gritty and how they're going to implement with cap and trade and the bill of Mr. Markey and Waxman, you find out you can even be audited in your home. Anyway, back to you, and I'm alarmed. I'm hoping I'm sounding an alarm.
Well, I am too, Barbara Jean, probably more alarmed than I have ever been since I got involved in this nearly 20 years ago. It's one of those things where we have been saying that these were things were going to happen. Well, they're here now. We either stop it right now or we are going to go into a very dark period in this country. in which none of the American values that we're used to in the past are going to be valid anymore. I mean, is that clear cut? It is that simple. We are going into basically a police state that will be controlled by the federal government, by the so-called brown shirts, reporting on one another, reporting electronically, as you described earlier in the program, and taxing us to the point where we don't have the ability to have anywhere near the standard of living that we've been used to. And this alarms me. We're talking in the next 20 years of reducing our standard of living by 30 to 40%. This is the absolute standard of living because the cost of energy will be so high that we will not be able to afford anything else other than our energy. And the keystone, and we've talked about property rights as being the keystone or the cornerstone for wealth creation, and it is. You cannot have property rights, or you cannot have wealth creation without property rights. But another essential foundational block for wealth creation is cheap energy. And the whole purpose, the entire purpose of cap and trade legislation is to make energy expensive so we don't use it anymore. We don't use it for air conditioning. We don't use it for appliances, big screen TVs, you name it, because it's too expensive. That's the entire purpose. That gets you then back to the point, all right, if we are really truly destroying the earth, then maybe these kinds of draconian of actions would be necessary. But as we've discussed on your program before, Barbara Jean, there is none, no, yet, evidence that man is causing global warming, and that any evidence that non-empirical evidence that existed before is gradually being thrown out the window by science, that man cannot be causing global warming. We've had no increase in Earth's temperature for the last 10 to 12 years. The last 3 years, we've had rapidly dropping temperatures. That's likely to continue for another 10 to 20 years. I hope it doesn't continue any longer than that, because already they're talking about food shortages on the planet because the growing season has declined so much that many of the crops that used to be just taken for granted, especially in the northern latitudes, no longer can be taken for granted. There have been crop failures. There have been many, many situations where it's either been too much rain or too little rain, and the crops have not yielded what they should. We are in a very serious situation, and this is characteristic. It happened back in the 1700s, 1600s, 1700s, and 1800s in Europe when they had about a degree and a half colder temperatures than we have right now. There was massive starvation. I mean massive starvation and famine in Europe at that time. Horrible disease outbreaks and so forth, because once you start getting people weak, then they're susceptible to so many other things. And it was a very dark time in European history. Why? Because there was global cooling. We're going into a global cooling period right now, in spite of the fact that carbon dioxide levels are still increasing. A major, major study published in Nature magazine 2 days ago basically shows clearly that there is no correlation between carbon dioxide and temperature over the last 650,000 years. You can throw out Al Gore's inconvenient truth that he tries to make this point that when the carbon dioxide levels go up, temperatures go up and vice versa. It is just not true. The opposite is true. When temperatures change, the carbon dioxide levels change in the atmosphere. And now there has been this major study printed in the most prestigious scientific magazine in the world, basically saying that it's impossible that carbon dioxide did this kind of effects on the Earth's temperature. Every day, science is coming out showing that man cannot be causing global warming.
That's a great report. I'm happy to hear about that. We'll go to break and then we'll return thereafter. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution,
without a long-term,
you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Who would have thought, as we return to today's guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman, that the United States government, in the first 100 days or so of office with the new administration, that we would find the federal government so highly involved in banking and also in the mortgage industry, you know, a takeover there. Could he have got into office with telling us about that kind of change? And also, Dr. Kaufman has reminded us that wealth creation has been something that America, the United States, has been able to do for individuals. Individuals have lived in America. We've been able to own property. We've been able to have a home. And of course, there was effort to diminish that value of having a home and giving mortgages to those who could not afford, willfully doing that. And certainly the government allowed that to do, that to be done, because of the lessening of the restrictions with the Glass-Steagall Act and certain activities under the Clinton administration carried on by the Bush administration. And now here we go. So a ruinous story here about the underpinnings of homeownership, at least. Certainly that can translate to property, lot, buildings, high-level business ventures and capital investment into a nation's land and real estate. So we know that that is the base, okay? Property ownership, and you have designated how that fits with wealth creation. This looks like systematic, let's do this country in. How about that?
Well, I don't know how else they could do such a great job of what they're doing unless it was systematic and they did have a game plan that they were following. Obviously, it's not to a letter and every dot and every T crossed because there are variables out there that makes them to change their game plan slightly a little bit every time. But like football, you have to have to go a game plan to go into the game. Are you going to lose? And there's no question in my mind that what is happening with the Obama administration and with Congress, with the all-powerful Democratic Congress, that they have a game plan in which they want to get all this legislation rammed through before the next cycle of election campaigning has to start next year. And they're going to do as much as they can. And when you have – and just follow me on this, folks. When you have bills that are – 10 times greater than the biggest bill ever passed in the history of Congress that is not only more expensive but more punitive for civil liberties and everything else, and there are these 1,000-page documents and so forth that come out the night before the vote and they're rammed down the congressman's throats that they either have to vote for it or don't vote for it. That is not the Democratic way. That is a power play beyond belief. That it has nothing to do with fairness. It has nothing to do with attempts to do what is best for this country. It has everything to do with ramming down a power grab agenda for the Democratic Party and for those who want to stay in control. What you're going to find is that many of these things are going to put the Democrats even in a stronger position because more people are going to be dependent upon the government in order to survive, and they're going to be continuing to vote for these Democrats. And some of the Republicans, is not just a one-party issue. It is basically an issue of freedom and sovereignty, and it has really no political label except the Democrats are pushing it harder than the Republicans.
The Nature's Magazine article, could you inform a listener or me on how we could access that article? Is it on the internet or is it a magazine that needs to be purchased?
Yes, in fact, go to my webpage, emergingscience.us, emergingscience.us. There is a subtitle across the top of the page that says Global Warming News. And click on that, and you will find not too far down, maybe six or seven articles down, this particular article that says that CO2 is no longer showing or causing Earth's temperature to change. I can't remember the exact title that I used.
But that article has recently come out, right?
Right. It was just yesterday. Scientists can explain only half of global warming. That's what the name of the title of the article is. Click on that. It'll take you right to the articles in the Hindu News. It was on in many, many different newspapers yesterday, but I picked this one because I thought it was quite good.
Well, I'm excited for that. That's a timely article. People need to have that at their fingertips. This is a matter of talking with your neighbor and friend, finding that party that thinks global warming is certainly here and we have to do all these things about it. So many people are unaware. I was going to ask you a little bit about this household audit and creating a little grouping that can be in charge of that. More government workers, another elevation of a panel, a group, and then they would have empowerment. I used to have the actual section of the bill, but I don't have that at my fingertips this morning. But actually, I was just dumbfounded when I read the section of the bill, the Waxman bill, passed by the House.
You know, I think if even the Democrats, many of the Democrats had an opportunity to read this bill and see what was in it, like that particular section, and I don't have the section number in front of me either, unfortunately, I think there would have been a lot more Democrats that would have not voted for it, because it is horrendous when any government official, and we're going to have to hire them by the tens of thousands, if not millions, You know, Obama promised us during the campaign that he was going to hire 5 million new employees that have green jobs or create these 5 million new jobs, and many of them are going to be the green police, just like what we're talking about here, that if they get wind of the fact that you are not energy efficient, they can come and audit your house, and you have to go through this audit if you ever sell it. And generally, especially the older house, and these are the homes that the less well-to-do or the poor people of this country are going to be living in that have poor insulation in their windows, do not have the double pane or the nitrogen-filled windows, that have very little insulation. You know, go right down the list, that have cracks under their doors, you name it. Those are the ones that are going to be hit the hardest. Most of your wealthier homes and so forth are fairly well outfitted with energy-efficient construction. But it's the poor people that are going to hit the hardest. And let me tell you, to retrofit your house to be energy efficient, according to probably the standards that EPA will come up with. This is the other thing, is it leaves the door wide open for the EPA to set these standards that are in these bills, that basically you have to put in XYZ types of windows, nitrogen-filled windows. You have to have 6 inches of insulation in your house, even though you only have 4-inch walls. You name it. I mean, that's how absurd it can get. You're going to have to do that before you sell your house, or if you're audited, you're going to have to do it. Now, they'll give you some money and so forth to do this if you're poor. I mean, that's the way, the American way. But every bill in the past that has attempted to do this over the last 4 years, you get about $1 for every $8 that you spend. So it's a very small return that the government's going to give you as to the true cost of making these modifications. And this bill is full of these kinds of things. Now, this bill will not survive the Senate. The Senate's going to be radically different from this, but it shows you the mentality of these congressmen and so forth. And come the next election in 2010, folks, if your congressman voted for H.R. 2454, do not vote for them. Actively campaign against them. I don't care what else or who's running against them. We've got to show this nation that anybody who just so cavalierly takes these bills and passes them without even reading them and so forth, it can cause so much, I mean, incredible damage to personal people's lives. They have to be thrown out of office. And this is the whole purpose of our constitutional republic, is the ability to do that, and we need to demonstrate it.
The costs have been kind of being talked about, what it's going to cost. They have determined maybe we have to go back to certain standards in 1990, and then they project them to 2050. I would just like to remind the listener that I can remember the first round of maybe a Kyoto agreement or accord, the Senate voted, I think it was 90 against. Isn't that the vote that they took?
Well, it wasn't a vote. It was an actual resolution, which doesn't carry any legislative power. But it was 95 to zero.
There you go, 95 to zero.
Right. It was 1997.
That's what I needed, 1997. Okay, so we're, you know, maybe 12 years or so beyond 97 now or more. And so how could the whole landscape be so different at 95 against? It's been a lot of, I guess, television impact and philosophy. But to think that the House would do what they did, and as you say, it will be altered in the Senate, but do you believe the Senate will pass a comparable bill or a Senate bill, and then they negotiate on that after the fact, don't they? They go to conference. And
yes, they go to conference, and then they have to bring the two bills together to be able to produce the final bill, which is voted on and against, again, by both houses. We have a chance.
Do you think the Senate will just refuse to pass anything, or do you think they will structure a bill?
Well, they're going to try to structure a bill. I don't have any doubt of that. It's going to be quite different than the House bill. It will not be nearly as onerous. But you're talking about something that is just literally terrifying to something that is horrible when it comes out of the Senate. It will still have tremendous amount of economic damage to this country. It'll still result in economic or a much reduced standard of living. it will still cost you thousands of dollars right out of your pocket every single year because of increased cost of food, appliances, you name it, because all of these companies that make a processed food, your toaster and so forth, have to experience these higher costs. All of them have to pass those costs on to you. Your higher fuel bills, it's going to double your heating bill if you live in the northern part of the United States. And probably even in the southern part of the United States, your cooling bill, because the cost of electricity is going to skyrocket. And folks, if you think that wind power and solar power is going to rescue you, forget it. It's not going to happen. The technology is still not there. And even if it was, what do you do when the wind's not blowing? Or what do you do when the sun's not shining? The key thing here that we have to recognize is that wind power and solar power have major, major drawbacks. I'm not against them. I think they can be used and should be used where they're appropriate. But to have them any more than 4 or 5% of our total energy consumption is beyond belief. It just cannot happen in a legitimate way without becoming horrendously expensive. What happens is, because the wind doesn't blow, or wind only blows about 25% of the time, that means 75% of the time the wind's not blowing, the power companies themselves have to keep their coal-burning plants going. In other words, you have a dual source of energy growing right now. Your wind power, which is costing you not that much, but it does have some front-end costs and maintenance costs, plus your coal-burning facilities. Because as soon as that wind dies, those coal-burning facilities have to be ramped up so that they can take the necessary increased load to make up for the loss of wind. And they can't do that on a dime. You have to have them almost fully powered up in order for that to happen. So you haven't solved the CO2 emissions situation whatsoever because you have a dual system of energy production still going. And there is no technology on the horizon, even the distant horizon, that will make up that difference, that will not make the coal-burning facilities not needed so that they can shut those down permanently. It is
about 45% of our energy, or even maybe more, that is coal-based?
No, it's closer to half.
Okay,
48. Actually, when you look at electric production, it's closer to 85%. In one form or another, either coal or natural gas. And so you have very little flexibility there. And that's why when you say you're going to have a 20% reduction in the emissions of carbon dioxide or carbon in one form or another by 2025, what that means is you're going to have a 25% or 20% reduction in the gross domestic product of this nation and the corresponding reduction of your standard of living. It's a one-to-one ratio, and all the wind energy and all the solar power energy in the world is not going to make that much difference. Spain has already demonstrated that. I don't know if you've talked about what's happened in Spain, but a report came out earlier this year looking at Spain's effort to create renewable energy. They're probably the leaders, besides Denmark, in the world. They started building these windmills and solar panels and so forth 10 years ago, so they have 10 years' experience. This is what's happened. For every green job that was created, 2.2 jobs were lost in the general economy. 2.2. They now have an 18% jobless rate, and that was there before the economic crash. So what we're dealing with here is something that has a horribly punitive effect on jobs. In addition, it's cost Spain the equivalent of $750,000 to produce every single one of those green jobs. $750,000. How many jobs would that be created in the private industry, that same amount of money? Far more, far more. And is costing hundreds of billions of dollars that are being paid by the taxpayers in Spain. It is extremely, extremely damaging. So when you come out and you see the Congress saying, well, it's only going to cost, or the EPA saying it's only going to cost $100 or maybe $200 a year, those numbers are false. They're absolutely false. They do not consider hits on the gross domestic product, all of these other sundry things, unintended consequences of everything becoming more expensive and therefore job losses resulting from that. I mean, it's a cascading effect. Once you start burdening down the economy with unnecessary regulations, as this would do, it has a tremendous dampening effect on everything. And as a consequence, what you're seeing in Spain is it is literally shutting their economy down. And what the Spanish government's solution to this is more of the same. Now, that's the very definition of insanity, to continue to do and actually expand the very thing that's causing the pain and the agony and so forth in the first place. But that's the same thing the Obama administration is doing. Given the Spanish example, what they're trying to do is exactly what Spain has already done. And Spain is going to work for us when it didn't for Spain.
We'll go to break. We'll be right back. Great information. Appreciate having Dr. Kaufman on with us today on Born on the 4th of July. We'll be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
We wish to thank the sponsors of Born on the 4th of July, and we appreciate their interest in promoting RBN. In Britain, the Taxpayer Alliance is letting folks know that $1,300 a year per household in green taxes for carbon-cutting programs. We know that the EU has struggled with their implementation, and we have these precedents out there. Doesn't anyone in Congress question this idea of projection into 2020 and 2050 and how much it's going to be for this family or that family, I would say maybe their cost estimates are probably as accurate as the models that the green folks used in predicting climate change. What about the Congress? Can't they understand some numbers in front of them?
Well, if you have an agenda and you want to push that through, then the numbers or the reality of the situation matters not. And that's what's wrong with Congress right now. It's become a total political organization. Even with a lot of Republicans, I'm not being biased against the Democrats, but it's certainly true that the Democrats are more there than not. And the fact is that they're not wanting to help people. They're wanting to implement an agenda. And that's once you do that, then the facts do not matter anymore. And we have plenty of evidence that that's the case because Congress, the congressmen, have the same evidence that I'm talking about right now, right before them. We produced this global warming video, this global warming emerging science and understanding that clearly shows, and that's been given to every congressman in on the Hill. They know this information. Other scientists have written letters explaining what's going on, and they're totally ignored, basically ignored. They're passed off, well, you know, this is this one or two scientists in the world that disagree. I'm not going to pay any attention to them. When, in fact, I would basically say that the vast majority of scientists today who know what they're talking about do not agree with the man-caused theory. We're seeing many of the major, well-known, leading scientists in the world changing their minds this last 3 years by the droves that man is causing global warming to natural warming because the science just no longer supports, never did really, but it definitely does not support man-caused global warming. And all that information is in our DVD, Global Warming, Emerging Science and Understanding. And you can look at that by going to our website, emergingscience.us, in other words, United States, emergingscience.us. You can order it there. It is a phenomenal. I've got nothing but kudos and so forth from every segment of society that has purchased one or gotten one. It is dynamite. You can show it to your friends and neighbors. And right now, if you order it basically in the next 3 days, or let's say through the weekend, we'll give you free the Skeptic's Handbook, which goes right along with it and shows you that you can pass around and so forth why man cannot be causing global warming.
Very great. Why don't you give a telephone number and the website again, and we'll be going to the top of the hour, and we'll come right back, and we'll have what you have as an update for us today. I'm just amazed that we live in this world, and it seems to be so confusing, and the confusing minds are in charge. So give that out again as we go to the top.
EmergingScience.us website, 877-271-7639. 877-271-7639 is our toll-free number.
We'll be back shortly.
With recent